At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready for a chat because we have some snacks today.
It is our special.
It is.
Our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
My baby is 2 years old.
I know. We have a little cupcakes, and we got some chips, and we both
have
a drink. I have root beer.
Speaking of root beer, okay. So when I went to go buy the chips, yes. I went to Aldi, right?
Of course.
And I love Aldi. First of all, I love Aldi. You know, they have some creative stuff there, you know? And pretty cheap, in my opinion. But I saw this one ice cream. I feel like you would like it. I am not into the idea of it.
Oh my god, you took a picture for me?
I did. It's root beer. Root beer ice cream.
I tried the Dr. Pepper one. The Dr. Pepper one
I thought it was
so...
right next to it. I was like, I'm not into Dr. Pepper either.
Dr. Pepper one is so good. Oh my god.
I might see it right there.
I might have to go to Aldi's.
Girl, they had it. No.
No. I might have to go to Aldi's after work tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought I was like, oh no. I'm not into root beer or Dr. Pepper. I've never liked the taste. I love
root beer. Apparently, it's like the flavor of people's medicines in other countries, and they're like, yeah. You fucking drink that? You fucking nasty, ugly, disgusting, worthless American? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Like, you like medicine?
I'm like, I do. I guess I do.
Yes, you do.
Because it's so tasty.
When you were a kid, which flavored medicine would you like the most? Cherry or grape? I loved cherry.
If I had to pick, I'd definitely go with cherry, yeah. The grape one just kind of tasted like,
no, the grape one was good too, but like, I don't know, I'm a cherry gal.
I definitely, but if I had to pick the medicine that I wanted, I'm going that bubblegum medicine. Did you ever get that? It was like that opaque pink medicine. It tasted like bubblegum that you'd get like when you had like the flu or something.
See, I remember the one that's pink, but it's like, if I remember correctly, it's like, you having like the runs, I'm pretty sure?
Pepto-Bismol? That's another one. That's another one that I never used.
No, I used it before. That's the only bubblegum I can think of.
Oh my god, I'm still so...
Is it hard to breathe still?
I'm still so...
You know what? I will say your eyes aren't as puffy. At work, they were like, no, they were puffy.
Yeah, I know.
And red. I was like, what is happening?
I was walking around work like I just did a blinker.
Literally.
All because of, I don't know, I woke up this morning, Athena has been... I'm gonna say it, she's been sleeping with me. She never sleeps with me, but she's been sleeping with me at night, and... This morning, I don't know, I woke up and she was laying on my chest and it was so hard to breathe. It was so hard to breathe.
The price you have to pay to have closeness.
I know, the price, yes, I would rather have the closeness.
Of course.
But I took some allergy meds. It's still like...
Oh my god.
It went...
Want to make a little cameo.
Straight towards the camera, bitch.
It did, and now it's over there.
What was I saying?
How you took some allergy medicine.
Oh, I took some allergy meds. It's still like running a little bit, but definitely not as much.
Yeah, I mean, can tell your eyes aren't as puffy anymore.
Thank God.
But I want you to try them, the jalapeno chips.
Oh yeah, I've been waiting.
You can try it. The thing I love about jalapeno chips, specifically this brand, I love at the end that seasoning. Ooh, something about it. It's just so good.
What was that?
What's that? I know, I see it. A little pelito.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, yeah, give them the ASMR crunch. It's good, right? And it's not
that
spicy.
Is good.
Because I know how you are with spice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I bought the regular ones too. Because you didn't like it.
Mm. That is good. It's like not good. Spicy, but like it's like...
It's got a little...
It's like a dance on my
tongue. Yeah, I want to say a kick. But like it's got a little... In there.
It's kind of tasty. Mm-hmm. But these are tasty. If y'all got Aldi's near you, the Clancy's brand, these are good.
Right, I love them. They're so good. Like, I literally gotta stop myself from not eating a whole bag. They're so fucking good.
Honestly,
they're so good. I mean, there's not that much in here. Like, there's a lot of air. I mean, I grabbed a few chips, but we haven't grabbed that many, you know?
I could eat that whole bag.
Right?
I could eat that whole bag.
basically had a few times.
No, that's okay. And, but, you know, they're healthy. They're oven baked or whatever.
I mean, yeah, but like still, it's not healthy. Let's be honest, it ain't that healthy. And also, like, you know, it's getting too fast in your things. Not eat it all at once, you know. Mm.
Do you think I'm mean?
Yeah. I'm not gonna say the name of the person. Well, do you want?
No, don't say the name. Don't say.
No,
I'm
not gonna say the name. But I mean, do you mind?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and talk about.
So he got a little call from someone, very close to him, I would say, and he was basically like saying, "Go away, like leave me alone right now." He's like, "I'm busy." Which I mean, like I say, I'm glad you wrapped it up because you know I am here. You know, and we are doing something. Mm-hmm, I'm glad you didn't just like stay there and like yap. You know, right. But like you could have a little bit nicer. Like, oh, like I'm filming right now. You were like, you know I'm filming right now. Like, how dare you? You're like, how dare you even call me? Like, how dare you try to speak to me right now?
Fuck.
Well, yeah. I was like, dang. It's a little much.
I guess sometimes I am a little mean. I've realized.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy 2-year anniversary of this, the podcast, our baby.
Guys, we are at 2,400. No, 2,400, 500. 2,400. Is that what I was at?
2,450.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah,
2,450. Because I don't remember what it was. I just remember
2,400 something. So thank you so much for 2,000 subscribers. Literally, last episode
we said. That's on YouTube. I don't know about anywhere else.
Literally, last episode we were like, thank you so much for 1,000. Last episode. And so now we're like, thank you so much for 2,000 in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
I feel like as always, it still hasn't like clicked for me though. Has it for you yet or no? Or has it
been I don't know.
Like, obviously I'm like, whoa, like, that's insane. Like, we got 2,000 people, you know, watching us, you know. Or at least 2,000 people that subscribed, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it hasn't like kicked in me like fully. Like, it definitely has kicked in. Because I'm told you, it's definitely motivating me more. With like the stuff we talk about, you know, bring up the energy. So I know sometimes I can be a little, you know, and I gotta be more out.
The 50s episode.
Gotta be, yeah. Okay, that one was different. That was an off day. Of course, on an off day, I'm like, you know, I'm more reserved. I don't know, that's just the way I am. Like, whenever I'm like off about something,
I just internalize it,
and then that's all I'm in. And I'm in my own, like,
I get it.
Little bubble of.
We have some fun things to plan today. I have about 15 questions for Maria, and obviously I'm going to answer them too, except for the trivia. I have some trivia questions for Maria, but I also have some opinion-based questions for Maria that we're going to be bouncing off, asking each other. Mm. We're going to be eating our snacks, and then, why are you looking at me like that?
Like, what? I'm just looking at you.
And then,
what did I look at you like? Because I'm excited.
And then
there's also these trivia questions.
And then, before we start all that, we're going to take a little grass break, if you will, just to like bring it back to
the vibe.
Our roots. Bring back.
We weren't doing this on our roots, were we? I think I was actually. And you were getting into it.
So we're gonna go back to our roots a little bit. I also have, I didn't get any clips of that I was going to, but I have two clips for us to watch of some of the earliest episodes. One from the first episode, I think, and one from one of the other early episodes for us to watch and react to. Because our 1-year special, we reacted to the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so this episode.
So if you want to see that, go look at last year's.
So go look at last year's.
Is the way this year almost passed at us? It literally did.
I know, this year literally, we're a little late on our 2-year special.
I didn't even remember about it at all, and then you brought it up literally yesterday.
Yeah, we're a little late on our 2-year special, but...
You know, better late than never.
Better late than never. It passed in September, it was like September 22nd, I think.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's not that much.
And so, like, it's only passed by, like, a month,
yeah.
But, oh my god, anyway, how'd your week, girl?
My week, it has been pretty good. Well, I'm trying to think. I'm like, what should I bring up on here? It's been pretty good. Oh my gosh, I actually had like my first like full day at my other job, like without any training. It was pretty good, pretty fun. I really enjoyed it, honestly.
Were you on the floor or were you doing
register? Yeah, I was on the register. I was not out on the floor that much. I was mostly behind the register, which I mean, it was pretty good. You know, nothing to complain about, honestly. Literally just ring up things and then, you know.
These are good.
Oh yeah, I was getting stuff ready, like bags, you know, for like prepping them so we don't gotta like go back and grab them, you know. So just prepping all around our area. What else was I doing? Yeah, mostly just like cashiering, honestly, though.
I think the reason that it's like, I'm, like, not getting a second job. Mm. They just, like, really hate being the new person.
Mm. Like, I will say, it is kind of awkward, especially because, like, I feel like some people, like, aren't as, like, friendly. And obviously, since I'm new in there, I'm trying to be friendly. And I'm like, hi, like, oh, what's your name? And, like, some people can just tell, like, it's not their vibe. There's this one person, I will bring them up. They're, I'm pretty sure they're a manager, but they're not a manager at my store. They're a manager at a different store, but I think what they're doing, you know how at Artwork, like, even if you're not going to work at that store, they'll still train you sometimes?
Yeah.
It's like that, because I've noticed there's some other people that are there training, but they're not, like, for my store. They're just training there.
Okay.
And I noticed, and I know she's a manager at another store, because she had told me, and I was like, oh, hi, and then she was like, hi, and I was like, oh, what's your name? And then she just kind of, like, looked at me, and then she said her name, and I said, oh, I'm Maria. Like, she gave me a look, and she's like, I'm not a, and she was like, I'm not a manager here, by the way. I was like, okay.
All I asked for was your name.
But yeah, and I was like, that's a little weird. But honestly, besides that, I haven't really had a bad interaction with anyone so far.
That's so exciting.
That was a little, but you know.
That's so exciting.
Right, it's been pretty fun. I will say that, I only worked that one day. I'm going to work, I think I scoped out all this
These
week.
These are good,
right?
Babe.
They're really good.
I keep going back for more. They're
really good. I'm glad you like them. So I was like, dang. Kind of suck if you didn't like them.
They're like a little spicy, but not like spicy.
Right? It's not like a, ooh, you know? I wouldn't even say a kick, you know? I feel like after a few, it's when you finally like really get
Yeah, no. Like, then just now starting to feel like a little bit. Like, I could down that whole bag.
Yeah.
And I will. I'm just kidding.
Huh? I mean, it's both of us. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we finish this little bag. I'm telling you.
It's so tasty.
Yeah. So tasty. Can't really think of anything else that's popping out at me. What about you?
My week has been pretty okay. I had to call my landlord again because I still haven't gotten the email. And so I call and they're like, hey, just want to double check about the... No. Sorry, I gotta stop drinking my root beer. I was like, hey, I was just calling about the lease renewal. I still haven't gotten the email to do it. I was like, oh, okay, I'll get in contact with the owner of the house and we'll send it over to you. Perfect. I still haven't gotten it.
What? Wait.
So, I'm probably gonna...
I would have thought the landlord was, like, the owner of the house.
It's like, well, my landlord, like, the way it was described to me is that the owner of the house gives the house, quote-unquote, gives the house to the landlord company. Mm. And then the landlord company, like, puts it out and, like, rents it out. And then the owner of the house gets, like, a percent of, like, the rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so... But it still has not been sent to me, and so I'm going to have to call again. I'm about to be calling, like, once every week. Mm-hmm. I told myself I'm going to call again next week. Hey, girl. I think it's a little bit...
Honestly, let me call a little bit more recently than just, like, once a week.
I think it's a little bit...
I mean, it's almost ending, isn't it?
At the end of this month.
Yeah. I was going to say...
I think it's a little bit of the trauma from my last house, where... I just got kind of got kicked out of nowhere. So
you
like
you did get kicked out of nowhere, literally.
And so, the panic from like not wanting that to happen again, not be blindsided. I'm calling, like I'll probably call him again on Monday when I have my day off.
I say definitely do it. Yeah.
Hey, girl.
I think the panic is definitely valid because like you need somewhere to live. I mean, you don't want to go back to living at home. You know, you want to be independent. You know,
I don't want to go back to living.
Yeah.
At home.
So like, I don't think it's terrible that you're like
calling them. I love
them
my house
often.
Yeah, a lot.
You really enjoy it here.
I do really, really love my house. I mean, I love the vibes. I love the area I live in.
Yes, I'm gonna say I know like a few off things have happened, but no, that's in the beginning, like the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
but like nothing's happened ever since then.
Oh
right?
God, the other day, we were talking about how nothing's happened. I was like, well,
actually,
the other day I came back from the grocery store, and this guy was like, I think my neighbors are drug dealers.
Which one?
The one's right across the street.
Really?
I think
they're like an old couple.
And you wouldn't.
Those are the ones you wouldn't suspect.
And you wouldn't suspect it, but they're always. I don't know if you've ever noticed when you're here, but they're always having people just pull up to their house and they'll stay for like 10, 15 minutes and then they'll leave.
Noticed.
And then and more people pull up and they'll stay for like 10, 15 minutes and then they'll leave. Kind of weird vibes, but this guy was like.
Wait, there's ultimately like a lot of people live in that house.
See, that's what I thought because of the people coming in all the time. Like, the people coming in, because I reckon, like, because some people come back consistently. So I was like, oh, I guess they live there. But I think it might only be the old couple that lives there. But I don't know. But anyway, this guy was, like, walking across the street, walking the sidewalk, and I just got home from the grocery store, and I get out of my car, I'm putting the bags on my arm, and I hear him trying to talk to me behind me, and I said, I said, I don't want to deal with this today, and so I don't say anything, I just grab my bags, and I go up to the door.
Wait, what did he say, do you know? Or did you just, like, hear him say something to you?
He was like, hey, come here, and I turned around, and I saw that he was looking at me, and I said,
my chin.
And I whipped right back around. Bitch, let me tell you, though, that when I was unlocking the door, it felt like I was going to die. I was like...
Oh, yeah, like, you're trying to act not scared. Because, like, you don't want him to, like, think, like, oh, they're actually intimidating you, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to act not scared,
I get what
but
you
also,
mean.
Like, being,
well,
like...
Well, you're inside, you're, like, actually, like, oh, my fucking God.
I'm like, go in. I was like, because I was... For 95% of the time, except for the one time I glanced over at him and saw that he was talking to me, I wasn't looking at him. So, I didn't know if he was, like,
you're
walking towards
unsafe.
Me. And so, I was sitting there... Just get inside. And of course, fucking that fat ass zucchini was coming inside of me, and he was.
He was like, ain't nothing happened.
And I was like, zucchini, please! Come inside! Come inside! Anyway, do you want to take a quick little break, real quick?
Yes, but actually, I want to mention this one little weird story I had with a man yesterday, because, like, your little weird story.
Oh my God.
Okay, honestly, it's not that bad, but it's just, like, the things that he did that were, like, really weird. So I was coming back from my break. And I had went outside to sit in my car because I love my lip gloss. And one thing about me, I need my lip gloss, you know? So I was like, I'm going to go be on my break in my car. And then I'm also going to, like, bring it with me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm coming back. And you know how, like, on the side entrance, there's that little sidewalk, you know?
Yeah.
You sat there?
Yeah, I sit there on my tent sometimes when I need fresh air. I'll just go there.
Really? I have to go to the little patio. Anyways, so I'm walking up there. And I see him, like, walking there to, like... go towards, like, where the door's at.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see him, like, looking at me. So, like, obviously, I'm looking back. Because one thing about me, I mean, if you're going to stare at me, I'm going to stare back. But, like, I looked away, and then I would look back, and he's still looking at me. So, I would just stay looking at him, too. But anyways, I'm walking up, and I'm like, you know what? Let me slow down a little. Because I feel like since he's looking at me, from what I've learned, it's because they're going to say something to you. So, I'm like, you know what? Let me slow down. Let me just let him go inside first.
He didn't go inside.
No, bitch. He does this. He slows down also.
Oh.
Because I was, like, walking a little fast, you know? And then I'm like, slow down. And then he slows down. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. And, like, obviously, I'm like, I was like, okay, I could either go to the other door or I can just keep going to this door. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going on this door because, like, I don't want him to think, like, he's intimidating me by, like, going around him.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I was like, I don't feel like much could happen from, like, the door to there, you know? Like, obviously, something were to happen, like, people would hear me. But anyways, I keep going. He slows down. And then he gets to the door, he opens it, and he says, you look really cute. And I said, huh? Because I was like, I didn't know he said it to me. Then he says it again, you look really cute, and he opens the door, and I'm like, oh, thank you. And I hurry inside. And he doesn't even come inside. Literally, just opened it and kept going.
Oh my God.
I just thought it was so unnecessary. And it's really just like the fact that he slowed down.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Because
that's really weird.
He had to say that to me. He just had to.
He had to
he
let
was, like,
you
40.
Know.
That
you
were... He was like 40. Like, I don't want you.
He had to let you know that
man.
You are sexy, that you are that girl.
He had to let me know, and I was
you
like,
you are
oh.
that girl.
I don't know, I just thought it was a little weird.
No, that is weird.
That was not the worst of the stories, but yeah.
I really, I don't know, I feel insensitive saying, I really fucking hate that homeless couple that is in our cafe.
See, I don't think it is insensitive, because, like, they're really rude.
They're rude, and the man is creepy.
They really stare a lot.
As fuck.
That's, like, their thing.
I love when the woman will sit there and just stare and chew like a fucking cow.
She literally positions the chair to stare at everyone. Oh my God. Well, yeah. They're very, like, rude. And also, like, I haven't seen anything, but, like, some people have told me that apparently, like, they got needles in the bathroom.
Yes.
But, like, they found needles.
Yes. But I wasn't there when they found them either, but I have heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just the way, like,
just their attitude. They're really rude.
And the way that they just, like, actually disrespect...
And just expecting stuff.
The way that they also, like, actually disrespect most of the staff by not even calling them their names.
They call you a different name.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't call me by any sort of name.
Yeah,
I mean,
they apparently they call most of us by different names.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I know that they call
what
me...
What are your examples?
They call me Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, who the fuck is Gabby?
You should... Next time they say something to you like that, be like... So Nathaniel.
The way that I actually, like...
Or be like, who's Gabby?
The way that I literally avoid them and, like, ignore them at all costs. Mm-hmm. They'll walk up and they'll stand there. I'll go, water. And they'll go, yeah. And I'll go, just, I want them to know that, like, they're a bother and that they need to go. And they've been banned and kicked out every single store in the plaza, but for some reason our company won't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And it's like actually frustrating because they're making the staff uncomfortable. They have needles in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Apparently they even like asked like customers for like stuff too.
Oh, and this was I'm pretty sure this is one of the reviews. They asked a customer for a hotel room.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I saw that.
Hotel room? Come on, Mr. and Mrs. Big. Mr. and Mrs. Big.
And about them. There's this one person. They like have been taking pictures of them consistently, just posting them on like the reviews.
Good.
It's the one that had that said like we have rats in our kitchen.
Oh, that's
crazy. It was that one. I was like,
what fucking kitchen? But also, good. Put them on blast.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you ready to take a quick little break?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to come back a little on the grass. We are going to be right back. Hello, everyone. We are back. Mer, are you ready for some questions?
I'm so ready for these questions.
I'm so excited. I've been
so excited for these questions.
Should we do trivia first?
Yes. I'm curious to know how many I'll actually get right.
I'm so excited to see what you're going to get right. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And you said you got four of them, right?
Yeah, about four.
I hope I at least get two, you know? At least two right.
Okay. You should get this one right. This one's a pretty easy one, I think. Okay. Who was our very first guest that we've ever had?
Evelyn.
Damn. I thought you were going to get that one, too. I thought you were going to get that one, too.
Who was it?
Our first guest that we ever had was, I believe it was for our Christmas episode. I think it was for our Christmas episode. We had Laura on.
Laura?
Yeah, Laura was our first guest.
What? No, I remember Evelyn. We filmed in your old house. And it was like,
yeah.
What?
I'm pretty sure the one with Laura and came like, out the one right, like, right before the one with Evelyn.
I was like, it was in the house. I mean, like, you know how where we first started, like right there in your laundry area?
Yeah. We did film with Evelyn there, but we filmed with Laura on the couch for the Christmas episode. I'm pretty sure that was the first episode that I posted was that one when she was a guest. Wow. Pretty sure. I literally have the answer written down. I was looking at it like last night.
Okay, I believe you. I literally looked at it.
I don't know why I'm saying like I'm pretty sure, bitch. You were there. Like I was looking at it last night.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? Am I on crack?
What do you smoke?
Okay, what, I mean, we saw, okay, this one's gonna be an easy one. What was the first ever topic, what was the first episode's topic?
All about us.
Yes, get to know us. Mm-hmm. What was, I had to do some thinking for this one, but I think, I guess this one's sort of opinion based, but yeah. I thought it was, because I don't really know the answer of the question. I don't really know the answer to the question. It's just the one that I felt like was the answer. Does that make sense? Okay, the question is, what is the longest we spent recording an episode? Like, what's the longest we spent recording an episode? You tell me your answer.
I feel like we've never gone past an hour and a half.
Because
I know there have been a few times where like we film a little extra longer, but usually like to cut it out about 1 hour.
What's the longest we spent filming one?
Oh, like in general?
Yeah,
like
in general, filming the whole episode.
Okay, I gotta think back to when I used to, because I feel like when I used to come film at your old house, at least, it was more earlier than than 2, or was it? No, I would get there at 2, I think.
I think so.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, then that, again, it kind of depends. I usually leave around 8, but there haven't been a few times where I stay until like 10, so like, I'm gonna go with 8 hours. Because I feel like there were times where I did stay long. Well, actually, there was one time we did the overnight,
yeah, I remember.
Well, when
that
we drank, actually. Yeah, so when we drank, and then we and I stay overnight.
Yeah. Is that your final answer?
No, because we're not filming for that time where I'm, like, sleeping and all that. So, I'm going to go 8 hours. I'm thinking of 8 hours.
Because
at that point, I'm just staying, you know?
I didn't know what to consider the answer to be. If it was, like, filming, like, you know, I said the New York part 2 episode, because that one was technically was the longest one that we, because we started at the beginning of the trip and then we ended at the end of the trip.
Yeah, but like we weren't like filming in but the like, middle I, of that, cause that I feel, you know,
so I didn't really know how to answer the question, but I think you said 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah, because there were times where I wouldn't leave until like actually 10.
Good times.
I usually try to leave before that, but like, yeah,
sometimes I hold her up.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Savannah, slow down.
Yeah. Okay. Fun.
And then this is, I don't think you're gonna get this one.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to get this one. What episode that we have posted currently is the longest episode out of all of them?
It's like 1.5 hours. I feel like we've gone past
but
that.
What's the episode?
Oh, what's the episode?
Yeah, what's the episode?
Girl, there's so many. Did you even know the answer to this one?
I didn't know the answer to this one. I had to look this one up. What's the episode? Longest? Or
okay, you know what? Give me like an ABC question, like an ABC answer.
Okay, an ABC answer?
Yeah.
I have to remember what the episodes are off the top of my head just now.
Okay, 420.
Okay.
Yeah. I literally just helped
you. Oh, yeah, okay.
Christmas.
So, longest episode. Is it A, the 50s?
Okay.
Oh, wait. Can I? It cannot be the... Fuck, I shouldn't have included that one.
No, it's in there, so what's okay. The other two?
Was it A, the 50s? Mm-hmm. B, the Maria special? C, the road trip special with Laura, or was it D, the 420 episode?
Laura.
It is the road trip special with Laura.
The reason that I choose that one is because, like, I think it was like a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, and that episode.
So
is,
I'm like,
that episode's almost 2 hours long.
Yeah, I remember we were like.
It was 1 hour and 50 something minutes. I remember. I still remember you just sat there and told a story about a murderer for a while.
I know you said that. I had been telling for so long. I remember you told me that. But I mean, like, I feel like I was just trying to get the whole story. It was like, literally, it was a show.
I was interested.
I don't even think it was an actual murder. It was like a murder from a show, I think I was telling. Like, it's a whole episode, I'm telling you. It's going to take forever.
I was interested. I was listening the whole
time.
That's
not what you said to me. You said that I was saying so long that you wish I wrapped it up sooner.
I did not say all.
Yes, you did. You did that! Don't try and lie. You did tell me that. You said I yapped on for like 15 minutes. I remember you. I think it was a text message we went over.
I didn't say it. We wrapped up. I don't know. Like, you were yapping for like 10, 15 minutes.
No, you didn't say. You said, I vividly remember that. You said, you were talking for like 15 minutes.
You make it sound meaner than I meant to do.
Like, this is a podcast.
Okay, are you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the funniest/craziest comment that you think we've ever gotten?
Oh my god, okay, I don't remember the whole comment, but I remember it was on short. And I remember it was on, like, when we were first starting to actually get comments. You know that one time when we were like, we were really getting a lot of comments, but not a lot, but, like, you know, it was just consistent comments.
Yeah, for a period of time, we were, you know, pretty...
But anyways, I remember this one person, they pretty much said, like, I don't even fucking remember how they started. They say sunny, and they're, like, seek help now. Like, no, they were, like, this is, like, there's a mental epidemic.
There's a mental health epidemic.
Yeah, and they were, like, seek help now. I thought that part was so funny, though. Seek help now. Like,
I think it was like this is the reason. Funny. I think it was like this is the reason that there's a mental health epidemic in the world. Seek help now. That is
like,
so.
We're being
funny.
A little bit dramatic now. Like, come on now.
I didn't look up the comment because I couldn't find it. But the one that I still think about, I brought it up a few times. Mm-hmm. That person that was like, "Tell your maid to get back in the kitchen." I was like.
I thought you were gonna pick up the teeth one, not that one. Oh my
god. That one holds on my personal channels. So I didn't think that one counted, but the maid one, it still clocks.
It's a little crazy.
Every single time I'm like, what are you talking
you?
About? Yeah, not like clocking me, but like, I just like, it really gets me like, I'm like,
you just weren't expecting
I know, every single time. Every single
like,
time
we didn't need that little. Let's get into these cupcakes.
Speaking of, by the way, I don't know if y'all, speaking of our early days, I used to be really into water talk, and I would make, like, I'm pretty sure I would make waters for the podcast, and I'd be like, this is the water that I have today. Anyway.
Oh, like, for your own self?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, make waters?
Like, when I was really into that water talk. Yeah. Okay, can you be any louder? I'm just kidding. when I was doing the water talk, I was really into, I really kept trying to find the root beer the A&W root beer packets, but I can never find them. But I finally found them, and I thought I'd give a little taste test for.
Oh my god!
I'm literally doing
this. Cupcake is so wet.
Like, is it good?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't really tasted it yet, but it's like so wet. I touched it a little bit, and it was like stuck on
for
a moment.
That's tasty.
Really? Does it taste like a root beer?
It tastes like a diet root beer. That's like flat. Okay,
okay, you're making it sound bad. Even the face you said, it tastes like a diet root beer. That's like flat.
Will you try it?
I'm scared.
Will you try it?
Oh my god.
I don't think you're gonna like it, if I'm honest.
I mean, I don't think I'm gonna like it either. I don't like root beer.
Oh, well, call me fucking ugly, dirty, and disgusting, pushing the straw aside.
It does have that menacing-y taste.
I know, doesn't it?
See, when you were talking about it, I was like, I don't want to agree because I don't fully remember because, like, So last time I tried root beer was probably when I was a kid, because I have an uncle who likes root beer. And I tried it, and I was like, oh, like, I remember it tasted like medicine, but I couldn't exactly remember it. It definitely, it smells like medicine, it tastes like medicine.
It's so good.
Like, that's medicine.
You know how the Dr. Pepper fans are like, ride or die for Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
I think that's how root beer fans are,
Same thing with root beer, yeah. It's like, either you love or you hate it.
And Pepsi fans. My mom, a Pepsi fan, if she sees a Coke, it's game over.
You really?
I know.
That's my mom.
And I think they taste the same.
They relatively do taste the same, but like I feel like a Pepsi is a little bit more flat than a Coke. I feel like the Coke has that, like you taste the bubbles in your throat.
Oh yeah,
taste it, but like you feel it.
Yeah,
like,
you feel like woo!
Yeah, like you taste that
fizziness, that carbonation.
Yeah, the carbonation. So like you feel it. I feel like with Pepsi you don't really get that, but. I was with my mom. She's like that. She's like a big Coke fan. She's like, I don't want Pepsi. She wants
our
Coke.
Our mom should meet.
She loves Coke.
Well, our mom should meet and battle it out.
Right, like, which is the best. My mom's a Taurus. She's not gonna budge.
Oh, my mom is I think she's Capricorn. Yeah.
I remember.
Oh my god.
Someone's the biggest fan
she
of Capricorn.
Would probably
right
now. Oh!
I remember.
I'm telling
her. And you said that. I remember. Yeah. You're like, I'm telling her.
Anyway.
Special Papa see it.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Who is your... Is the Oreo on top soft?
Because mm-hmm.
I love when the Oreo on top... Okay, who is your dream guest ever that we could have?
Oh, my God. Ever? Oh, my God. Like, Kelly Uchis.
Oh, that would
like,
be
Like, I'm thinking, like, an artist. Because, like, it's, like, a two-in-one. Like, I'm getting to meet them, first of all.
Of
but, like, also, you know, for this.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, like, Kelly Uchis. If I get to meet Kelly Uchis... You're sitting right next to me. Like, you go. I literally... Yes, like, I literally just, like... Saying that to you, like, I imagine right here, like, smelling or touching. You know, of course, like, our legs would touch a little, you know?
When you're talking to her, do a little grip on the arm.
Like, oh, God. Yeah. Like,
oh, you're so funny.
Like, oh, my Marry God, me. Yes. Why are you doing that? I don't even know what you said. That was scary, the way you looked at me. Do you think, will I marry you? Is that what you said?
I said, marry me.
Oh, God, I'm scary. Hey. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Wait, who's yours?
Who I have two options.
Okay.
Okay, so one of them we've talked about this before. I would love to have Aisha Erotica on.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to hear like what went on when she was not making music. What was going through her mind? You know?
Yeah.
I would love to. I would love to deep dive into like what was going on there, but also. I mean, I guess this is two people, but obviously they're lumped together. I would love to have Trixie and Katya on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are like...
I mean, they do tour together, you know? Like, they
are
like a set at points, mm-hmm. you know?
But I would love... Obviously, Trixie's like my favorite person on this entire planet. I met
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm. Like, 6 feet away from her.
I know. Literally, basically, I think it was 6 feet. 6 feet
away
from...
I need you to try these cupcakes.
Oh, okay. Are you okay? Oh my god. Okay.
I like want to talk about it with you. You know me, loving to write stuff.
Okay, I would love.
There's only one more trivia question, right? Do you just want to go ahead and ask me?
Or do you I already did all four of my trivia questions.
Okay, yeah.
I just have the other
the rest,
question.
Right?
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and do your trivia?
Okay, it's like literally one.
Oh.
I wanted to do this little rate segment
okay.
real quick.
Okay. We're gonna be rating these cupcakes. Okay, mm-hmm. These are the Oreo cupcakes from Food Lion.
Mm-hmm. I've already
love
tried it.
Food Lion.
If you're on YouTube, you already know I've been munching over here. Oh, you got a whole bite of everything. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's even better. Okay. I'm going to say mine because okay. he's munching. I rate it like a 7. It's good, but instead I feel like that icing is not for me. Like, I don't know. It's like a little... But it's pretty good.
This is one of my favorite kinds of icing.
Really? I'm like... I feel like...
I think it's so like whipped and it has such a nice texture. I don't honestly...
No, it's like... It reminds me of like... like it just needs more sugar. I don't like how, like, I don't describe it. I feel, like, thick. Like, it reminds me of homemade whipped cream, but, like, when it's not made right.
The flavor is a little lacking.
Yeah.
But the
I'm
texture...
just, like, and it's just thick. Like, I'm saying, it reminds me of homemade whipped cream when it's not made right.
I really love the texture. The texture, for me, 10 out of 10.
If it actually has that, like, whip taste, that more sugar. Mm. Do you know Brewster's whipped cream? I mm-hmm. love Brewster's whipped cream. Theirs is very light, though. Theirs isn't thick. See, yeah, so yeah, actually, I feel like I like lighter whipped cream, you know, that actual whipped, not mm-hmm. when it's, like, thick.
I like it. 10 out of 10.
What do you rate it?
Oh, no, I don't rate it 10 out of 10, sorry.
Well, what do you rate it?
I meant the texture of the icing. It was, like, 10 out of 10 for me. Love that. But, like, honestly, I give the cupcake, like, I give it like an 8.
An 8? Okay, we're not too far.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the trivia question is, that was like, you actually remember like the date, so I'll take month. Do you remember when we posted our first TikTok, like on, no, do you remember our first TikTok we posted, but like, not like the ones you like edit yourself, like the ones we make ourselves. It could it's just one instruction.
This is hard because I remember we filmed them and then I didn't post them for like a good while afterwards. Yeah. And so,
like, going off like when you actually did post it, like the month. I was gonna say this could have two answers and like dates, because like there's only 1 month where we, that would be the answer, but I mean like actual dates of when it was posted. Mm-hmm. I'll take the month.
I think the first one that was posted was the one where we drove around the parking lot.
Oh my god, I can't believe you remember that. You remember the episode. You remember what we did. Of course. But I mean, like, TikTok. Do you know when?
I'm pretty sure I remember it being cold outside when we filmed it. Mm. And then I waited like a month or two to post it. So maybe it was like early summer.
Yeah.
I'm far off, aren't I?
No. I thought you were, but actually you are now. Because when you said a cold, I was like, cold. I wasn't cold.
So maybe early summer. I'm going to say... Ooh, this is hard. I'm going to say July.
Yes!
Is it really? That's good! See, bitch! I know our content.
Yes, girl. I was even surprised you even remembered, like, is that supposed to TikTok? Because, like, I didn't even remember it. I thought our first one we did, like, actually made... I wish, I think it's, like, kind of true. Like, our first, like, skit was Olivia Rodrigo's song. Remember? It was really popular.
I thought the first one that we actually filmed, I think was the...
It's one about Thinner. That would be the second one.
Yeah, the one with Thinner where she was like, where we're like...
Like, where's I'm
Rick?
Her.
Yeah, where's yeah. Rick? Yeah, I remember that one. Oh my god. Yeah. By the way, here's the first TikTok.
But I mean, like, skit? Like, I feel like... I guess it is skit, huh? But I feel like the first one we, like, filmed, like, actually, like, filmed... Like, you know, we'll film them, but, like, close.
Yeah.
I feel like it was Olivia one, right?
I don't remember.
Wrong?
I don't remember that one.
Really? But yeah, I didn't even remember that car one. So I was like, oh... That's actually the first one.
Really? I still remember filming it.
See, I remember, like, doing it, but I don't remember that I'm going to be, like, the first one. Because, like, again, I remember being cold. So yeah, I didn't even think that would be then. But, yeah.
I do remember being cold. Because I remember my car would... I used to have a really bad car. My car doesn't... It didn't heat up very fast. And so I remember every time we film, I'd be like, god damn it.
Freezing.
The next question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which guests that we've already had on would you want back, if any of them at all? If any of them.
Of course, yes. I mean, I enjoyed every single one of them.
Of course.
But who do I want back on? You see, I'm kind of like stuck on two.
Who are the two? Who are the two?
Actually, I don't know now. Because like, now I'm thinking more into it. I'm like, Oh my gosh. Okay, this one I feel like, just because like a good, I feel like it'd be good content. Laura. Because we haven't talked to him forever. Like,
that's
like,
true.
That was going to be like, reconnecting, why did we fall off, you know? like what was the fallout, you know, blah,
that's
blah, blah.
That's true.
So I feel like that could be a good one. You just, like, tuck it all out, you know? But then
what
also,
happened?
Yeah, like, what happened? Like, was it really just a fallout? Like, what happened? I don't know. Because, I mean, I know we do have our differences. I mean, I know I at least it with her. I feel like there were a few times where I was kind of bad friend to her, not even gonna lie. Like, there are definitely parts in our friendship where I'm kind of like, ugh. Literally, yes, I was thinking about her because I must be like, I don't really like delete messages right away. And I kind of just have them there. But, like,
I don't delete messages at all.
But then when I'm like actually like looking at them, like, I need to go back and like delete them. I don't know. Like, I like to clear it all out if I'm not talking to that person anymore or blah, blah, blah. So actually, I did that yesterday. That's what I'm trying to bring up. That's what I thought of her because like I saw her message where she had called me and then she had, I think I had called her back. And then she texted me being like, hey girl, didn't mean to call you, but I never answered. And I was like, damn, I should have answered. Like, that could have been my moment of reconnecting.
You're right.
Right? But,
I mean, there's never too late to do it.
True. Oh my god.
We could text her right now.
I could. I could have did it yesterday. You know, for a moment, I did think about it doing it yesterday, but I'm like,
we could FaceTime her right now and get live reaction on the podcast.
Oh my god.
we know we're filming on my phone, so like, it would have to be from
there. No, I kind of don't want to, honestly. If I'm so for real, I kind of don't want to.
That would be gag city.
Someone else would actually really want. I don't know. Probably like, don't know. I'm trying to think. I really like Evelyn. I really enjoyed her vibe. I feel like she's a great vibe. And then also Chris. I think, again, same thing. He's a really great vibe, you know?
I think my number one would probably be Chris.
Yeah.
I would really love to have him on. Also, he's hot, so got me there.
You would love to
but
have him
also,
on.
But also, I did really like having him as a guest.
Right, I think he's pretty, like, upbeat, you know?
Pretty good.
Actually, like, I enjoyed making that episode.
I watched part of that episode today.
You're gonna watch it?
I already did. Like, I watched part of the episode today. I was trying to find a clip for us to watch. And I was like, oh, here's this one. And I, like, skimmed through it. Couldn't find a clip.
Oh, really?
Couldn't find a clip, but...
But yeah, I was, but I just, I'm like, again, I'm like, I feel like she has that great vibe, you know? Yeah. Also, I haven't talked to her in a while.
When's the last time you talked to her?
Girl, I think like a year.
Girl.
It's been a while.
That's the last time we hung out with Laura, too. I think the last time we hung out with Laura was the pumpkin patch.
You told me, yeah.
And that was how I hung out with her. I saw those memes come out. I mean, I saw, what?
Well, like, see, I don't even remember, like, hanging out after with her after that, but I barely even remembered that memory.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were telling me, and I was like, what?
Me and Maria were walking through the park, and I was telling her about that, and she was like, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Speaking of clip, do you want to watch a clip from the first episode?
I would love to react.
Okay, this...
We look so young. I know. I love seeing how we our
really
growth.
We really do look so different, so we're going to watch this clip, and we're going to be excited. I'm excited.
And then, don't like, women have to give birth, like, a second time for the placenta?
I think so, yeah. Like, we have to push again, yeah.
Oh, I have a good one. Bop or flop eating the placenta.
I'm gonna go flop. I don't think I'd eat it. Some people say, like, there's, like, some benefits to it. But, like, honestly, I don't know what the benefits are.
I know it's, like, high in iron. Like, but, like...
I'm good.
Would that be considered being a cannibal?
I mean, yeah. It's me, isn't it? Is the placenta me?
I think. You know, some people grind up their placenta into smoothies. Have you seen that?
I did not know that. Did you know Kourtney Kardashian fed her family her placenta?
No.
Literally, in an episode, I remember they ate her placenta. I remember she didn't even, like, tell them, I'm pretty sure. I think she did tell them, like, right when it was there.
This is my placenta.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that? Okay, as if it's, like, a trauma documentary. What do you think of that?
I mean, like I said, like, I really, like, you really see, like...
We really look...
Or how much we've changed. Like, do a side-by-side right now of us. Yes.
That's crazy.
Like, we look so different, but also, like, you really see, like, our humble days. I mean, I still feel like we're kind of humble, but, like, definitely not as humble. Like, we got a whole set, you know? We got out of that little nook with the laundry. We got a room. We got a couch. We got lights.
Camera, action.
Like, you know what? I guess we're not even that humble. Like, no, we are humble. We are humble, actually. But, like, it's not like microphone on a broomstick.
I know. Microphone
tucked away using natural lighting.
What the fuck did you think of that when you walked into my house for the first episode and saw? I was like, we're going to be talking on this.
Honestly, I don't remember what I even thought of it. I was just kind of like, okay. So it's just like, I mean, in the beginning, I was like, when you asked me, I was like, okay. Because, I mean, like, I'm going to hang out with you. And I was like, I wouldn't mind doing this. Thought it'd be fun. So I just kind of like, we're just hanging out.
I wasn't even really like,
oh, it's going to get so big, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm really just doing it, just, you know, we're hanging out. I thought it'd be fun to do.
You just wanted to hang out with me?
Literally. I just thought it'd be a fun little hangout thing to do.
And now look.
And now it's a whole thing.
2 years later and you're still doing it.
I am. I will say, because I do remember when I actually did start getting more into it. It was probably around like, it was a few months later, probably like December-ish. So like, if we started filming in September, I mean, like, 2-3 months.
When you first said yeah, did you think you were going to be doing it this long?
Honestly, no. I will say that. I will say, like, I kind of thought, like, mostly for me. I didn't really think of, like, how long you'd be doing it, but more for me, because I was like, I don't know, like, because I sort of was mostly just like, well, we're just hang out, you know, just something to do for fun. So since I wasn't really all that into it, I was kind of like, I'll probably just stop doing it whenever I don't want to do it, you know?
And you now look at
and
you.
And now look, I told you, I end up enjoying it a lot.
That makes me so happy. I'm so glad that out of everyone I asked. No, I'm just kidding. I literally only asked you.
Really?
Yeah, I only asked you. I didn't even ask Anna.
See, that surprised me that you didn't ask Anna, because, like, y'all are best friends. Like, I would think you would choose, like, I don't ask your best friend. Like, that'd be a fun thing to do. But also, she was in college, huh?
Yeah.
So it's like, never mind.
You know what I really like? I like how you can... This sounds so corny. God. This is so corny. But, like, you can really, like, see our friendship grow, like, actually on camera.
You have.
And it's like... oh god, not like a sappy moment, but like I would shut up.
Secret munches, girl.
I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else. I won't. It's like also like it's like going on like when we go to New York. Like I wouldn't want to go to New York with anybody else.
Really? I'm gonna have a change of view on that one. I would love to go with more people to New York. Like imagine a lover. But I love going to New York.
Well, I mean, going on vacation. Like I would take a lover there. That's
of course, right?
But like I wouldn't want to like. I won't go there with anybody else.
Right, like, I know, like, if I were to ever go to New York and you weren't with me, like, I would think of you.
Like, we
have so many memories in New York, you know?
Like, of course. I would be so jealous when you were sending me pictures. I'd be like, that would be me. I was like, that should be me. We're booking, oh my god, I'm so excited. We're booking New York within the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm, very within excited.
Within the next 2 weeks.
Within a week, right? Because when we get paid next week?
Oh, the week after now. Well, do you count, oh my god. No, we don't get paid next week because we got paid this week. Mm. Right? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, the way I'm thinking is because like, we're already in like...
Oh, yeah. We are already...
It's already Saturday. I'm going to like...
We're already at the end of the week. So, yeah. Basically, we'll get paid on next week.
Okay.
Thank God. I'm so excited to book it. When we finish... when we wrap this episode up, we're going to look at our Airbnbs. Here's a picture of it. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. They'll show up.
No, no. Hi!
Hello.
Do it. I would love to say
I'm kind of scared. I love, what happened to you saying, like, you wouldn't want to be, like, super famous? Like, that's what happens when you're, like, famous. Like Beyonce level, like, of course they're going to show up.
I would not want to be Beyonce level famous. Mm-hmm. I told you, my cap is, like, Trixie Mattel, Brittany Broski. That's where I really want to be.
Mm-hmm. I remember I used to always say, like, oh, I don't think I'd mind it because, you know, security and blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
Like, I have seen some stars, like, Taylor Swift. I feel like she's a good example. Like you see her, like, when she wants to be seen, I feel, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, you're not always seeing a bunch of photos of her, like, finding out what she's doing when, like, she's not actually, like, on tour or, like, doing something, you know? Like,
what is she doing when she's not doing?
You know?
Is she just
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like she has, like, really good, like, security or, like, whatever. Yeah. Also, like, the way I've always thought of is, like, if I'm, like, really famous, like, maybe I could, like, wear a disguise, like, a really good disguise, you know? Like, I got the money, right?
Do you think that's what she does?
I wonder, you know? Like, maybe. I mean, different wig, shades, you know? Maybe I had a fake wallet on him. Clothes.
The thought of being that famous stresses me out.
I was gonna say, I have thought of it before, like, again, like, on my own. Because I know there were times I'm telling you where I was like, yeah, I could do it probably, you know, because, like, of what I just said. But I don't think I could actually, cause I do like my alone time. So I feel like being like Beyonce level, like the Kardashian level famous, especially like in their prime, like what was it? 2017, 2018.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I still feel like they're pretty famous. So I feel like back then, like they were like the it people,
they
you know?
Go nowhere.
Right. Like they could literally gonna go anywhere. Like I remember like seeing pictures of paparazzi, like them literally just being like surrounded by paparazzi. Brittany. Yeah. So I'm like, I would not want to do that. Like, I definitely do, like, doing stuff on my own and, like, not having to worry about, like, people, like, coming up to me, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I feel like I don't have an exact sort of, like, level of, like, famous I'd want to be, but definitely not that much.
Yo, yeah, definitely, like...
I definitely knock it down a few notches.
Yeah, that's why, like, I would... Actually, I would be the happiest at, like, Brittany Broski, Trixie Mattel level type of fame.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready for the next question?
No. Go ahead.
What?
What? I thought you said if I have another question.
No, I was like, are you ready for the next question?
Oh, yeah, I am ready.
Okay. Next question. This is also about our guest. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the best moment that we had with a guest?
Best moment with guests? So you think it's like nothing's like really popping out at me, so I'm like trying to think.
I know. Asking this question on the spot is a little rough.
Yeah.
My favorite moment is...
Yeah, what's yours?
Funny enough, it was when Chris was on.
you just love Chris, huh? Chris.
No, when Chris was on, I will tell the story again. There was this person that I followed on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Still follow them. Mm-hmm. Even to this day. Mm-hmm. Still follow them. And they make adult content. Mm-hmm. And they looked so much like Chris, bro. And to this day, every time I scroll past the content, I'm like, damn. I gotta scroll past this.
You don't even want it?
I look at it.
Okay, that's what I'm
gonna look, but like I'm like that's like nothing I'm gonna be able to like do, you know? Mm. I'm like, I'll look and
I'm
like,
you want the real thing.
I want I know that's right. But I'm telling you, you gotta see this guy. He is
You showed me, I remember.
I know, but his cock is literally I couldn't handle that. I'm like, oh, gosh. His ass is great. Anyway, that's not the point. I'm
trying to think of my favorite moment.
But when we showed Chris that picture, that was my favorite moment because the way he reacted was really funny.
I mean, I can't. I'm being so hard. I can't be like a favorite moment. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what's going on with like our episode, like Anna and Mari sitting with Chris. Like, I thought of that memory, but I was like, I didn't really like. I don't say that's my favorite one.
Oh, I also like when I cooked you and Evelyn food, and y'all don't really like it very much.
No, I remember liking it. What are you talking about? I remember liking it.
I just watched that episode.
I definitely did play. Try to play.
Yeah, yeah. I'm,
but I'm like, sad. I definitely did enjoy it. It wasn't bad. It was not bad. No, I definitely did try to play in the beginning, but like, I don't know. But like, I kind of figured like, also like, it's obvious that's like a bit like. I don't know.
Yeah, but I really did almost
put this whole bag. What was I gonna say? I'm telling you, it's like not hard at all for me to like almost get to this point. There have been plenty of points where like this is my cutoff, and I've basically eaten most of the bag. But I'm like, no, gotta
be a little healthy. I'm gonna save this for tomorrow.
Literally, and I do eat it the rest for tomorrow. Anyways, my favorite. I was gonna say, I remember with Evelyn, I remember we were telling like, I think we were telling like a scary story or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was like fun, but I don't even remember the exact thing that was talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I remember really enjoying our episode with Evelyn.
That was a fun episode.
I don't really have a specific like memory popping out at me.
Are you finished?
If I'm honest, yeah.
What was your favorite episode to film?
My favorite episode. Go ahead.
Who's gonna go?
Go ahead. I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, like, my favorite episode. I'm just thinking.
My favorite episode that we filmed. I wrote down the title. I know that you're not gonna like know the title off the top of your head. I just saw this because I was looking at it last night.
Yeah.
My favorite episode that we filmed was he's calling me, the spooky season episode, mm-hmm. where the one that we filmed in the graveyard, where we had my car's headlights facing at me, and we just looked really cool.
I remember, yeah.
I really liked filming that episode.
Okay, I actually have my answer, and also it goes with my question. So, my favorite episode is the drag one.
Which one? We did two.
Yeah, I remember we did two. No, but I mean, like, that day we did two. Like, one was going to be, like, posting it of, like, us getting ready. And then the next one was when you had made that nasty sauce. And we were like, I don't remember what the fuck we were answering. But if you got it wrong, I think you had to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, that's my favorite one. The one that actually got posted. Because one of them didn't get posted.
Yeah.
I think it was a get ready with one.
I think the one where we got ready was the one
that was my favorite one. But also, it goes with my question of, what's one of your favorite memories? Because for me, that's one of my favorite memories. Like, I vividly remember, like, how your wig even smelled, girl, how stiff she was. I remember that sauce. And, like, I feel like it's just really just, like, our prime, like, our, like, our beginnings.
That wig did.
Our beginnings.
That wig just smelled like hairspray and nasty.
Yes, and it was, like, so hard. Like, I can still feel it. She was rough.
My favorite episode, like, my favorite memory from an episode.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, a fun making. I remember, like, having a lot of fun making that episode.
What's the one that I had a really good
time? That's one of the reasons why I kept wanting to film. Even though I wasn't, like, that into it, like, I had tons of fun filming, which is why I was like, yeah, I'll film.
I really liked the 80s episode. I remember filming the 80s episode, really liking it, but a specific mem.
Yeah, favorite memories. Favorite memories?
Now let me hear blinking. Now that see, this is literally
anything like one of my other favorite memories from filming.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Think of another one.
Okay, well that one came to me right away though. Like, there's really not one where like, you think of, you know, consistently.
I know my favorite mem. Mm. It was, I don't remember. It was the games episode that we did, and the one where we did the when we did the like Peter Pyre picked a pack of pill peppers. What is it? What are those called?
The tongue twisters.
That was because I remember like actually like laughing so hard during the episode. And I was like, this is the episode that's gonna make us big. Because I still remember saying that to you so many times. Like,
this is
the episode because that one was actually so funny.
Oh my gosh, you know what I remembered? I remember you used to like. I remember one time you were like. It was again in the beginning of when we used to like. At the beginning when we started filming. I mean, you were like asking me like. To like name what I think it is that you're describing. They were like objects. Like everyone, I think somebody was like a horse mask.
I remember that. Yeah, those Amazon reviews.
No, that. That's what it was. I think that's a favorite memory.
The penguin mask. That's one of our TikToks. I watched that one recently. I think it's really funny. I said, you know, the review was like, I scare my kids with it before they go to bed. And I said, that sounds like something you would do. And you said, that's terrifying. Which,
terrifying.
If our podcast had like a saying, what phrase, what do you think our podcast's catchphrase is?
I feel like we do kind of have a saying, like, grab a drink and a snack.
That's the one
get
I
ready to chat.
That's the one I wrote down, too.
I feel like that would be... Because I feel like you don't say get ready to chat, do you, right?
Yeah, I say get ready to chat. Oh. Have a drink and a snack. And I hope y'all are ready for a chat.
See, so you don't say what I just said. I said get ready to chat. So I feel like that could be our saying, but, like, more shorter than what you already say. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally, like, a word shorter, I think. Get a drink and a snack and get ready to chat.
I feel like that's literally why I wrote down, too.
Oh, that's because it goes. You gotta make that your new, like, spiel in the beginning.
I know, I got to.
It just comes out the tongue much more
better.
Next
episode. We're about to film
it. Oh my god, a squirrel! Anyways, oh my god, it's one of my other favorite memories. Okay, that's like my favorite memory from filming, but like, when I told you, but like, if you do this, like, apparently the squirrel will come towards you.
Every single time I go to a park, I do it.
I do it, I don't do it all the time, but I do it sometimes.
So oh, like, every time I go to a park, I do this to a squirrel, and let me tell you, hasn't worked one time.
Not once.
When we were in New York, we were doing that a lot. Like, and when we were, like, in the like, Brooklyn Botanical Gardens and, like, the garden areas, every single time. Oh, not every single time, but, like, I know we did this a few times.
Oh, I do remember, actually.
Especially the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, I think.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
What else have we seen squirrels?
I wanna go back to it. If we stay in Yonkers. Okay,
I know there is one in
There's the New York Botanical Gardens, and I would love to go to that one instead of the Brooklyn one.
I would love to go there, yeah.
Anyway, okay, what's one of the topics that we talked about that you didn't think you were gonna like talking about, but ended up really enjoying it?
I think I would like.
The episode that I wrote down was the story of Carla and Panini. I didn't think I was gonna enjoy talking about that. I remember, like, you brought it up to me, and I was like,
"How did I bring it up? Did you hear my stomach?
I know.
How did you hear it?
Well,
what did I say to you?
When you were like, this is what we're doing on the episode, I was like, I should probably prepare something. I was like, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna enjoy talking about this. I might have to wrap it up. But then I was sitting there and I was like, what happened?
You
next?
Might have to wrap it up.
I was like
wrap me up and talking.
That's not what I meant.
You love I was to like, wrap me up.
But you know, I was like, I just really don't think I'm gonna love talking about this. Mm-mm. But then you were telling me, and I was like, and then what happened next? And I actually really ended up really enjoying that episode and like talking about the whole story.
You know what? I feel like. This was, like, you kind of done a few times. But I remember it was more in the beginning where I really didn't, like, enjoy doing it. So then you would just, like, read stuff. And I'm just, like, listening. And then I remember not really enjoying much the guessing stuff.
The guessing
in the beginning. Because I remember, actually, like, the one I stole just now, like, it was a funny memory. But then I'm, like, I kind of didn't like it in the time. Because I remember a few he did. And I was, like, okay, I'm, like...
Let's, like, wrap this up.
Yeah.
I know, I...
yeah, I would say that. But I can't think of one, like... popping out of me right now.
I'm such a bad reader.
From at least a recent time.
I'm also just such a bad reader.
I think the thing is also, like, I wouldn't really add a commentary. Like, the way I thought it was, like, oh, like, since he's reading, I guess I won't say anything. Now, like, if you are reading something, I mean, I'll
wait,
ask some
commentary.
Yeah, because I'm like, this is a podcast. Of course I can, like,
we gotta hop
but,
in.
But, like, in the beginning, I was kind of like, oh, he's reading. Let me just, like, let him finish. But the thing is, like, sometimes I zone out. Like, I am even now, I'm not gonna lie, there have been times where
I get it.
That's why I'm like, I need to add my commentary in there.
Or you're just gonna, like,
I'm literally gonna fully zone out. There have been times where you've said a whole story and I'm like, what did you say?
That was
no,
scary.
I know. It actually touched my fucking fingernail, bitch. It actually touched my fingernail.
I'm still like, I don't know where the fuck these flies are coming from. Anyway, okay. What episode do you think is the most iconic episode that we've done?
I feel like any of the ones we've done, like, drag.
You like? She likes.
I enjoy our
drag
ones. I enjoy them so much. We need to do another one.
We should do another drag episode.
It's gotta be, like, our tradition.
I was literally thinking about that the other day because I was watching the drag TikToks, and there's one that we made to a Nicki Minaj song, and I just come at the camera like that, and it's, like, scary. It's, like, actually a little scary. You know?
Like, you're a little terrifying.
Terrifier, honestly.
Yeah, Terrifiana. So you have to
Terrifiana.
I'm always with Anna's.
I think our most, the one that I wrote down, because, again, this is... This is another one of my favorite memories, even though it was not my favorite at the time.
Oh my gosh.
But the one where we did the hot ones, it was
Oh, the sausage.
Yeah, it was. The episode is, it feels like branding. The mukbang episode.
Mm-hmm.
When we did, okay, that, I think that's like the most iconic episode, and it's one of my fave memes in the moment.
Not it.
I thought,
oh,
I
were like in pain, girl.
But I still laugh at that TikTok where, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the, and I got up and I just ran around the room, and then I go, Maria, and you go, what? And it just comes to me going, it's such a funny episode. Like, it's such a good episode.
I still have those sauces. I haven't eaten them.
Bring them back. Let's do another Hot Ones taste.
We could. We're not doing, I mean, that. Is it really a taste test? Also, it was a number 8. That's one you have. The atomic one that I had was, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah. And I threw that one away.
Yeah. And
because I was
see,
not.
I still have them because I'm like, I don't want to throw them away because, like, it costs, like, $30. But I was like, I don't like them, any of them, like, that much. So I'm like, I'm going to use it.
It wasn't. Oh, God. I can, like, still, like, remember that feeling of it.
I remember,
like,
my tongue hurting a lot.
It literally felt like someone like got clam. Hot clams and like, mm-hmm. was doing that on my tongue.
Yes.
And it hurt.
It was literally just pain. There was no flavor. Like, I feel like I felt flavor for like 2 seconds and just.
Yeah, it wasn't even good flavor either.
Yeah, I don't. I like... don't remember it, honestly. But yeah.
Okay. If we could only film one more episode, and then like it's donezo. Chatbox crew over. If we could only film one more episode, what would be the topic that you'd want to talk about for the
why
last?
Why we're ending it? Because like, why the fuck? How do we like... know? Or is this just to me? Like, is like we're just filming like any other episode?
We're filming like any other
but,
episode.
Like for some reason, for some we reason, never
I die.
Oh my god.
Yeah. What would you want the last episode to be about?
Fuck. I don't know.
If I die,
I hope
it's just
having a good time. Probably not. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh.
I'd probably keep going with like. I barely even do this, but like filming my TikToks, but like mm-hmm. I barely even film those. But like probably not good with the pod, cause like
you gotta tell him that.
Just
I
like
died.
Yep, he died. Anyways,
bye.
Podcast.
Welcome to my podcast, Charwa's Crew.
Yeah. Oh no, I feel like I couldn't do it without you. Yeah,
literally,
I love having
stop.
You as my business partner.
The episode that I wrote down, I really like the chit chat episodes that we do, where like we don't. I love having a topic. Everyone knows I love to have a topic, a main overall topic. But also sometimes the chit-chat episodes where we're just, like, sitting there, like, having a little good...
Yapping away.
Go girly time. Everyone knows we love the yap.
Mm-hmm.
I put down the chit-chat episode. And then, are you ready for our last question? Are you ready for our last question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... okay, this is... It's a little... It's a deep question.
Oh my god. You guys are cold, girl.
I know, I'm a little chilly right now.
You really are, like, a vampire.
I know.
He's, like... Hello, pale. And, like, you're black.
If you could...
And then you're, like, cold.
If you could go back in time to the first ever episode and talk to us and give us advice, what would you give us? Sorry, I should just wait till, like, you weren't putting a chip in your mouth.
I mean, my ass would be, like, if I didn't, because, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what I would say.
What would you say to us?
Put that camera up higher, please.
Oh, put the...
I remember just, like, trying to tell you, like, put it up higher, and, like, it wouldn't be that high. And I'd be like, yeah.
Put that camera up higher, and, bitch, stop using natural lighting. Get yourself a fucking ring light.
Yes, like.
Get yourself ring light.
That's true. Like, I feel like, also, the thing is, like, pretty expensive. Like, why did it take us that long?
I don't know.
Especially, like, we just, like, chipped in, like, both together. Like, me half, you half. For, like, a cheap one. Like, literally, Target sells, like,
I really like the drag episode, but I just hate how the fucking...
The lighting's so dark.
The lighting is dark, and bitch, I literally spit. The lighting is dark, and it's grainy. It is grainy as fuck, that video. And then we're sitting there eating chili flakes with hot sauce.
Now the crazy guy's gonna talk to me.
I think it was, like...
I remember being grossed out as you were making it. I remember, like, you want to eat that? I'm like, I did not want to put that in my mouth.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, hot sauce, buffalo sauce, and, like, red hot...
Chipotle. I remember you saying Chipotle specifically. You're like,
oh,
no.
You say that in the episode. Oh, my God, you say that in the episode. I'm talking about the sauce, and you go, Chipotle. And you just look so
done. Yeah, I'm not into
done.
It.
You just look so done.
That was nasty.
I know.
And you're like,
know.
It's gotta be a big dollop.
I know.
I'm like, oh my god.
Get a dollop.
Oh my god. What? Get a dollop.
That's what I was like. That's what I was like.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird the way you did it. Yeah. Niazala, Niazala.
I had to get some. I had to get some.
Yeah, girl.
I just remember you did like a dip and there was barely anything on there.
Yeah, because I didn't want to eat it.
And I said, girl, get up. Girl, get up. That
is not it. But you see, it's one of the funniest episodes I feel.
It's such a good episode. It's such a good episode. Do you have any other advice you give us?
Advice? Yeah, advice? No, I feel like just higher angle. Just like, maybe get stuff sooner. Because like, why didn't we just do half-half?
I don't know.
Like on a cheap one. Sometimes, yeah, like, I know Target sells some stuff. Like, again.
$20.
Yeah.
Like, $20.
That's only be 10 from each.
I know.
But, what else? Ooh, I would feel like, doing more costumes, like finally getting.
Oh yeah, no, actually, costumes filming are so TikToks. Fun. Costumes
being,
are so
like,
fun.
Summer being like, why did it take us like literally like a year to actually start filming TikToks?
I know.
Cause like I know. we used to do like little edits of the episode and I put them on TikTok, but we never like filmed TikToks ourselves.
Until like, I think like I mean I know we were still living at my old house, but like it was like
it was almost a year because July. Remember?
I think was it like
that was when we first posted like an actual episode. Not actual episode, like an actual TikTok. I know you said the first one is the car one, which is that one. But that was the one in December. But like the first one we actually like filmed was in July. Cause I remember, I'm like, you'll see, I'm wearing like the same thing, and you're wearing the same thing, and like the next few ones.
Mm-hmm.
That was in July.
That's
when we filmed the Olivia Rodrigo one.
There's that one where I do the death drop on the ground and my body reverberates.
Yes,
my body reverberates.
I remember. Remember we watched it over and over.
I know, it was so funny. It was hilarious. I don't have any more questions.
Oh my gosh. Are you trying to wrap it up? Is that what?
No. I'm just trying to see, like, do you have anything?
Trying to think of anything else. I'm playing. Those are my only two I have. Like, do you have any things you're hoping for in the future? I mean, we're at 2000.
Yeah. We are at 2000. We're at 2000.
Like, what are your next steps you're wanting, I guess? Like, I want to hope, like, deals, like brand deals.
I would love
like
brand deals.
Companies reaching out to us deals. And stuff like that.
I was talking to Anna and I was like, maybe I have like, I think we hit 10k by the end of the year. I think we hit 10k by the
really?
End of the year.
I don't know.
I don't think it's unrealistic that we could hit 10k. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's unrealistic that we hit 10k. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Why do you say twice? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Oh my god. Girl, I feel like it is kind of unrealistic. We're in November.
By the end of the year?
We're at 2000 right now.
I just said it's not unrealistic. It's like not unrealistic. You know?
I feel like it's a little unrealistic. I don't think it is realistic. Like, we're at 2000, we got 2 months.
I know. We went up.
I mean, some people do go viral, overnight.
I know. And we got, like, 1,000 subscribers in that one night. 1,000 in that one night.
But that was with a promotion.
And, the other night, too.
Really?
Remember we were at, like, 1,000, like, 600 something, and then we woke up and we were at 2,400?
Mm-hmm, you're right.
And
you're
I said, hello?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you know what episode made it boost up to that? Like, was there after you had just posted one?
It was the alien episode. It was the alien episode.
Oh my gosh, so we did something right there.
I know, people like the alien episode. They enjoyed the alien episode. How have you not noticed? I've been saying everything twice for, like, 10 minutes now. Yes!
God, not
and you only noticed that one time, and I was just like,
because you look crazy.
I kept looking at the camera and just going,
God, I didn't notice that at all. But like, all I know is because you look crazy, you know? Like,
I was crazy. Trying to get you to know.
Yeah, bitch, I know.
I was trying.
Really? This whole time?
For like, yes.
But what? I swear you haven't repeated anything twice.
We're gonna need to go back and look. It was for so long. I'd be like,
you're still going. You're still going, y'all.
I was like, and I told Anna yesterday.
You'll need to be online.
Oh,
they're always listening. My God.
I said something like, and I told Anna yesterday, and I went, and I told Anna yesterday, and you just kept going.
Oh my God. You want to say what I said? You know, I thought of that TikTok trend.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I know. Now that you told me. Yeah, but like, that's what I'm saying. I literally thought of it.
I was trying so hard to do that. And then they just didn't notice it for that
one. I didn't.
That was really funny. That was really funny. Oh, God. Is there anything else you want to ask for this?
What did I ask you? They didn't ask you, like, what are you hoping for the future? You didn't
answer. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry.
Well, you said 10K.
What I'm hoping for the future...
But, like, anything else, I'm telling you, like, deals. I'm ripping these comments. Y'all, start commenting.
Know,
don't
please,
be afraid to comment.
We're
like,
begging on our hands and knees. I'll do anything for a comment.
Like, I guess I would like likes also, because I feel like not many people are liking. But I would love more comments, honestly.
Yeah,
give I want to answer. Give us I want to read.
Give us the comments. We want the comments down bad.
Please.
I'm on my hands and knees. I'll do anything for a comment. Anything.
Yeah.
I think if we're like by this time next year, like when we do the 3 year, what are we? Okay, when we do the 3 year. I want to go back and look at this and be like, what we said our goals are going to be. What do you want your goals to be for a 3 year mark?
But did we do some of our 2 year? We should look at that also. Look at that.
Did we
also.
Do that
I feel
for
like we
our did, 1 year?
I remember, is when we were eating McDonald's, remember? And we were watching one of our episodes. Our first episode, we were watching it, remember?
I do remember.
I remember
yeah.
we did that. We need to take a break so we can find it.
Do we? Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going
to
take a
time,
quick.
I think.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick little break. And we're going to go find this.
Our comment, like, what our goals were.
Well, should we go ahead and say ours now, since we already brought up the question?
Well, I'm trying to think. Okay. I guess for, like, next year, I would like for our followers to be at least on YouTube, like, our subscribers to be, like, see, I feel like this one is realistic. 10K by then. Because these are at the end of the year
by
to be at 10K.
By 3 years, I want to be at 50K.
Mm-hmm. And I also am hoping for at least one brand deal.
Yeah, I'm hoping for
one brand deal by third year.
50K by 3 years, by the third year mark, and constant brand deals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not constant, but you know, by the 3 year mark,
well, mine
I want
one and 10K.
By the 3 year mark, I want to be able to quit my job.
Mm-hmm. Oh my, Lord, so great.
I know when.
That'd be amazing.
Not have to work. We just come. We do this.
Yes.
By that point, if we could both quit our jobs, I'd probably be like. I don't know. That'd be so exciting. That would
I love
be
that.
So
That'd be a dream
exciting.
Life. Are you kidding
no,
me?
Honestly, no.
Like, literally, thank you if you guys actually make that possible for me. I hate working. Like, I don't want to work. Like, thank you. Like, we're going to be popping out so much more coming through.
I know.
Like, we got no work. This is our work.
Literally.
So fucking course, we're going to be making content.
I was going to say, and you can literally come over, like, multiple times. Like, you'd be able to come over
multiple
times.
I was going to say, like, we could do, like, traveling
ones. We could do.
Like, oh, there's this one I want to do. Like, going to, like, Stanley Hotel. I don't watch them, but, like, I did see a little TikTok of them, and of Tara and Jake, and, I think his name is Carrington? They went to Stanley Hotel.
Okay.
And, I know that was a bit, I don't know if you watched Shane Dawson when you were younger, but remember he was, like, popping off in, like, what, 2017?
Remember was it the Haunted Hotel?
Yeah, it's a Haunted Hotel. But also, that's where they filmed, I think Carrie? The one that was, like, Red Rum. I think that's that one, right?
No, that's, The Shining.
Oh, The Shining is that one. But, they filmed it there, and I remember Shane Dawson went there, too, and I remember being like, oh my god, I would love to go there, you know? Because apparently there's ghosts there, you know? But, like, I know they went recently, and I saw them pop up my 40 page guide, and I was like, oh, that'd be so much fun to, like, do, to go
that
there.
That would be fun to do.
And, like, it'd be fun for, like, a pod episode. Also, maybe leaving, like, your content, YT?
I know.
I just think it'd be fun to go, honestly.
I've been trying to come up with more content for my personal channel. Anyway, do you want to take this break? Sorry.
I'm not done talking.
Oh, so sorry.
I was gonna say, I think that'd be fun to do, like, if, like, we were to quit our jobs because, like, this is, like, popping off. So, like, you know, doing traveling type stuff.
That would be really fun.
You know, like, I don't know, like, I guess since this is a podcast, actually, now I'm thinking about how would that really go in hand. I feel like that'd be, like, an actual, like, video we'd have to make. You know what I'm saying? Which,
that'd be
I mean,
fun.
I wouldn't mind because, again, if we, this is, like, our primary job, that's just making content for
that'd
like, our
make,
job.
I'd
you know?
Be making videos.
Yeah. I would love to do that. Would what you, would... so I'm, I guess that's, was that something you would want to do? Like, yes, we also have the pod, but, like, actually also being, like, other
oh,
forms
yeah.
of content.
I would love to do that.
Right? Like, I feel like something like that would be
I
fun.
Told you.
I mean, you already are, so,
I told
yeah.
you a few months ago that I would love to do, like, a video, like, a short video with you.
Mm.
I would love to.
I remember that.
I assumed you didn't. Anyway, I tell you, ready to take a quick little break and look for that little part
yeah,
of the
episode. Yeah, let's look at our goals.
Yeah, we're going to be right back. We're going to see our goals from last year and see how we align right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be right back. We are going to be right back. Hello, everyone. We are back. We couldn't find our goals.
Yeah, I tried to find them. I thought, like, it would either be at the end of the episode.
Like this one?
Wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe it'd be at the end. Because, like, in that episode, we did, like, a little cutoff where we were, like, we were on the couch at first, but then we moved to, like, the outside of his, like, of his living room to, like, watch the episode. look at the end of that part, because I was like, okay, it'll probably be at the end once we watch the whole episode that we were reacting to.
And it was not.
I didn't hear it at all once. And I thought maybe it'd be in the beginning.
And it was not. See it.
So I was like, you know what? I feel like I look good enough. But I tried.
We did hear that Maria was talking about at the beginning of the episode. She was like, we're at 77 subscribers right now. 77 to 2,000 in 1 year is crazy.
Yes.
And to think that we're only growing from here.
We are.
I know.
Never going down. Never going down.
Oh, I thought you said. I thought you said, and we're going down. I said, what are you talking about? I said, Savannah, slow down.
That makes no sense.
Savannah, slow down.
No, I said, we're never going down.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
I am.
That's kind of good, right?
It was really good.
I've been trying to practice rolling my R's.
She could buy it in Spanish.
I haven't been thinking about it.
Do it. Instead of thinking about it, just like, do it.
You're right. I might down.
Instead of pensándolo.
I.
Hazlo.
Mm-hmm. I wish I knew.
I've said, instead of thinking of it, just do it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard. Did I hear it? Yes.
Anyway, quick question.
Yeah. What was your question?
Where can everyone find us?
Oh my god.
Where can they find us?
It's not that hard, actually, because we're on all streaming platforms as the Chatterbox Crew.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to find a little extra, we're on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, as Chatterbox Crew.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to find me, I am on Instagram as xo.xomaria. And then TikTok is whatsup_maria. So I'm going to say it up. I was like, yeah.
And if you want to find me, because again, I know you want to, I'm pushing out content. Mm-hmm. I'm not really pushing out content.
Oh, I thought you had like a bunch of episodes you were like editing. Have you just not edited them?
Some I deleted.
What? Why?
I didn't think
you thought they were not good?
I didn't think they were good.
I feel like that's just with things. Like sometimes you think it's not that good, but it probably is good. But also like, I don't know, I feel like, I definitely felt that with some of our podcast episodes where I'm like, I don't think it was that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, we still posted it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it was good.
But I don't even think we have something like that where, like, they weren't that good and then, like, they popped off because they ended up being really good. Do we have one? I can't think of one.
Mm-mm.
Can you think of one in your opinion?
I didn't expect the alien ones to do as good as it did.
Really?
But
to be honest, I didn't really have much thought of it.
Did you watch it? Oh, yeah, you did because
I spelled impact
on. Yeah, but I didn't finish watching it. Yo, you put IMPATH.
When you said that to me, I said, I knew it. You see, the thing is, though, I literally used the text as like the, I said, impact into my phone, and it gave me that.
No, you can't speak to it, because sometimes I've spoken to it too, but then it does.
And it gives me the wrong, yeah.
Yes, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're supposed to be like smart.
So I thought, and you're being stupid.
Literally.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. We have to go. We just like got to go. And like, we just have to go. So, thank you so much, everyone, for watching. Again, my name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
Thank you so much for watching!
Bye-bye!
Give me the mic. Goodbye!